It's Full Metal Jacket on the show with us once again, the one and only Al Jorgensen of Ministry. Hello.
Hello, Jacket.
Great to see you again.
Likewise. How have you been?
I've been great, and I'm really happy to have you. A lot going on with you, as usual. Of course, the latest record, Americant. There's the Americant tour, and criticizing misuse of political power, obviously a driving force behind Ministry. What's the source of that sense of civic responsibility?
Well, we're citizens.
We are.
Just because you're a musician doesn't mean you stop being a citizen. And as a citizen, I'm pretty concerned with the events that have been transpiring over the last couple years. And, you know, people say it's not your place to talk about it, but then whose place is it? I mean, everyone's a citizen. So, and I mean a world citizen. So, as they say in Homeland Security, if you see something, say something.
Full Metal Jacket, Al Jorgensen of Ministry on the show with us tonight. The latest Ministry record is called Americant. This is Antifa. It's Full Metal Jacket, Al Jorgensen of Ministry with us on the show tonight. Your life has been upended over the last few years with death, divorce, and leaving Texas. In what ways is the personal side of your life reflected in your music?
Right now, I'm putting all personal stuff aside. I usually save that for Democratic administrations. And people generally think our stuff sucks when I start talking about my personal trials and tribulations. Right now, I'm pretty focused on getting people aware and getting people out to vote on this midterm. And it's a real focused energy, as opposed to when I can sleep at night when there's a president that isn't taking us to various wars or just doing really stupid stuff. And I sleep at night, I start reflecting on more personal stuff, whether it be like, you know, drug addictions or you know, love life, this and that. And you start reflecting on that. And I think they're good records, but a lot of the people get kind of stunned that all of a sudden I can be introspective when there's a Democrat in office. And then when there's a Republican in office, I just go apey. I just start flinging feces at the wall and biting people and freaking out. So right now I'm in a freak out phase, so all the upheaval will have to wait, and I'm sure I'll internalize it and then verbalize it soon.
Full Metal Jacket, Al Jorgensen of Ministry on the show with us tonight. The latest Ministry record is called Americant. The band is headed out on the road. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Parkway Drive. Going to check out a new tune from Wolfheart and have more with Al right after this. It's Full Metal Jacket. Al Jorgensen of Ministry is my guest on the show tonight. The latest record that's out is called Americana. It was made in reaction to the 2016 presidential election. Politically or otherwise, what else inspires you to make music?
Well, I mean, because I really don't know how to do anything else. My other jobs have included Denny's, Lowe's, a couple record stores, a few stray DJ gigs, and this. So I think I found my niche in what I like to do and what I'm good at. And so it's inspirational, just in the sense that the magic of to me, I'm much more of a studio guy, although I'm starting to come around to this live show thing, because we've done some things with our live show that now it's starting to make it like, okay, it's something to remember. It's not just another band that's loud that you go see. Between the visuals and the props and the band members that we have and the flow and pace of the show and all that, I think I can understand the appeal to that now. But I'm still much more of a studio rat. And so there's no better feeling, and that includes sexual orgasms or winning the lottery or anything, than hearing back the final playback of something that you're really happy with, and you know the work that went into it and the circumstances surrounding your inspiration, all that. And when it all comes together and you hear it back loud one final time, it's all worth it. And then after that, I generally don't listen to my stuff after that one final time in the studio, and you listen back to what you did for the last 6 months to a year of your life, and it all makes sense, and then you move on to the next project. So you just have to keep going forward. It's like a salmon swimming upstream. That's kind of a metaphor for life. So,
do you ever go back and listen to, you know, previous stuff though, and you know, get hard on yourself in terms of like, I wanted to do this different, or I could have done this better, or
we were just talking about that on the way down. That's why I don't listen to the stuff. It's best just to, you don't poke a stick in a hornet's nest, especially a hornet's nest. You can't do anything about it.
Right.
it's already done. It's water under the bridge. So, I don't listen to the old stuff at all. And it's really dichotomous, and it's a paradox, because then you go on tour and everyone wants to hear the old stuff, and you haven't listened to it in years. So it's almost funny, like, having to learn songs that you're associated with literally from scratch, because I haven't heard it in like 20, 30 years, you know? So it's like, what do you mean you don't know this song? You wrote it. I'm like, well, I haven't listened to it in 20 years. I don't know. It just happened at the time. So
That's true. When somebody says, play this song that you haven't played, and it's like, just because you wrote it doesn't mean that it's like top of mind or top of your memory.
Do you remember when McCartney, there's a couple of years ago, I remember just seeing it like went viral that he didn't know the lyrics to like a certain song during an interview, and he's like, dude, we've written over 400 or 500 songs. It was 30 years ago. What, this is, I don't go to bed like humming my own songs and like, you know, it's just ridiculous. But yeah,
it's Full Metal Jacket still to come tonight. Music from Anthrax, Testament, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Windhand, more with Al Jorgensen, and Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta coming up right after this. Full Metal Jacket, Al Jorgensen of Ministry with us on the show tonight. Ministry has always incorporated elements of so many different musical styles. What typically attracts you to music that's removed from what you normally do?
I mean, if you really want to simplify it, there's only two kinds of music. There's good music and there's bad music. And what encapsulates each one is basically the intent and their own artistic imprint on a certain genre. So in other words, for instance, like Dwight Yoakam didn't invent country, but I really like his imprint on what he did in taking country music and advancing it and putting his own stamp on it. Something like that. And so I would think that that's really good music, and so that would be country. And so I would do a country album, and then I put my own imprint on it. And that's the most important thing is it's fine to be influenced. It's not stealing, although there's the old joke, like, you know, artists just rip themselves off all the time. But if you just do it as a blatant copy, if you're just basically a cover band for your influences, then yeah, that's not good. But if you put your own stamp on it and make that genre progress with your own imprint on it, that's just as satisfying as coming up with something that's never been done, which is really becoming more and more rare, because there's only a certain amount of musical notes. There's only a certain amount of types of personalities. I mean, it's a really rare creative genius that completely goes into uncharted territories. So it's just pretty much putting your own stamp on what's interesting to you at the moment, or what genre style is interesting to you.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Al Jorgensen of Ministry with us on the show. Right now I want to play you a new tune from Windhand and their latest album, Eternal Return, which just came out last week, Diablerie. Full Metal Jacket Radio. Full Metal Jacket, Al Jorgensen with us on the show tonight. Again, the latest record is called Americant, and the Americant tour is coming up here. Longevity isn't easy with a music career. What's the single most important thing that you've learned about sustaining a career based on creativity?
Well, you just said the key word, creativity, instead of productivity. You pretty much have to stay true to like your inner belief that what you're doing is pleasing you, and all the external factors, if you're pleasing someone else or pleasing the record companies or pleasing a certain demographic or something like that, that shouldn't enter into your equation. So the key to longevity is really to be pleasing yourself. So basically, I've been masturbating really well for about 35, 40 years because I just try and please myself. And
seems to be working for you.
Yeah, okay. That's good. I'll just keep...
It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Al Jorgensen of Ministry with us on the show. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Immortal. We'll hear a new tune from Behemoth. More with Al. It's all on the way. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Al Jorgensen of Ministry on the show with us tonight. Ministry is going to be finishing off this year on tour. Al, what's different about being on stage now compared to any other time in your career?
For me, the reason I'm actually liking it more is that instead of like back in the wild 1990s, the Wild West we called it, touring was just an excuse to, it was basically like that TV series, The Purge. I mean, it was just like mayhem in the 90s. Nowadays, I that was fun. It had its moments, but the amount of headaches that were caused by those moments almost aren't worth it. I mean, you might have had fun doing what you're doing, but the next 6 months in court and having to hire lawyers wasn't any fun. So nowadays, I enjoy it more, and it's different in the sense that we're really more focused, and there's none of these shenanigans going on. And instead of the budget going to drugs and parties, it's going towards visual effects and enhancing the sound and things like this. And it becomes, it starts almost touching the beauty of the studio with its controlled environment where you can make the music that you really want, that you hear at night and you haven't put it on tape yet, but as you think about it and you have the time and the facilities and the technology to do it, to make it exactly like you heard it that first time in your brain when whatever transmission came to you to do that sort of riff. Nowadays, you can almost start replicating that with the live show without taking away the danger of a live show or the other things that make it unique towards just a studio thing that's going to be the same thing every time you hear it. Now I'm starting to see the benefits of both different styles of actually being in the music business. I really hated the lifestyle before of the live shows because there's so many variables. I mean, the club acoustics could be bad. Like you may have sounded great the night before, and the next night it sounds like you're playing in a tin can. Those things used to drive me crazy. Being a bit of a perfectionist and a bit OCD when I do my music. So in the studio, it was always so great. You're in a protective womb and you control the environment. But I'm starting to come around to the live shows now and seeing that we can at least come close to that and still have a danger element left that, yeah, some might go wrong and, yeah, you know, this may not be as good, but by the same token, the audience may be better, which offsets like any kind of monitor problems or frequency problems or whatever. So I'm starting to see the value in that and the validity in it, and I'm digging it. Yeah, I mean, this tour is going to be really cool. Especially the way we started in San Francisco. We go all around North America in 4 weeks. Then we come back and we end it with two nights at the Fonda Theater in L.A., and we'll be recording both those for a live record.
Awesome. It's Full Metal Jackie, Al Jorgensen of Ministry with us. Coming up, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also going to be playing music from Behemoth off their album I Loved You at Your Darkest, which just came out last week. And we'll have more with Al Jorgensen. It's Full Metal Jackie, Al Jorgensen with us. And let's talk about The Land of Rape and Honey is turning 30 this year.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
How does it feel looking back at that now, 30 years later, that record?
Every time somebody tells me that thing is 30, I have a new muscle or joint pain. I don't know if I'm ready for like adult diapers yet, or I really have no idea what to think about it yet. It kind of took me by surprise. It was just mentioned to me about a month and a half ago, and I've been kind of trying to wrap my mind around that ever since. What the hell happened to the last 30 years of my life? I'm not really sure, but that was a good album. That was fun to make. Those were heady times for us.
And how do you feel about where the business is today as opposed to where things were early days for you guys?
Well, obviously for people that grew up on a certain paradigm of what it took to be famous or heard or a record deal and this and that, obviously everything's changed and everybody hates this and everybody says, oh, the record business isn't the way it used to be and all that. I just think we're in a transition period and I hate to be a person that is a half glass full guy, considering I've spent the majority of my life being a half glass empty guy. But I actually think that once we sort it out, and I think it has to be a collaborative effort between artists and companies and investors and things like that. And when I say investors, I also mean the government needs to invest in culture and arts in order to keep society going to where it's not as polarized as it is now. And in the Scandinavian countries and in Canada, even to an extent, they have grants for yeah. artists. And I think that's important. And so I think we're in this kind of no man's land right now, but I do think it'll get better because it can't get worse.
I agree with that. It's Full Metal Jackie. Al Jorgensen with us. If you haven't already done so, pick up the latest record, American, and see Ministry on the road through the end of this year. And what could you tell us about what you've got planned, beyond this tour into 2019?
Well, we just started doing our research and development for the new Ministry album, as yet untitled. But we just got our studio up and running. And the way I do a Ministry album is the first month or so is all like gathering samples, gathering loops, gathering interesting ideas, and then formulating it all into a cohesive manner later. But right now we're just in the hunter-gatherer stage. And so we've actually started that. So
awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. So we're going to do one more Ministry record and then see where it goes from there. And would like to do some stuff with an old friend of mine that we just kissed and made up, Chris Connolly from Revolting Cox. So I'd like to also try and do some new Revco stuff in the upcoming months as well, whether it's just a song or an EP or maybe even an album. But either way, a lot of studio time after this tour. I'm going to be pretty much out of the live loop for about another year. I'm just going to lock myself in this studio and have meals slid through a door and things like that, you know, what crazy scientists do, whatever.
Well, look, exciting stuff to come. Looking forward to all of it. Thank you so much for taking the time and looking forward to these upcoming Americant tour dates. Thanks so much, Al.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
It's Full Metal Jackie, music from Megadeth and more up next.